Who are you? What are you doing here? Probably no more profound questions could be asked than those two. You might call them 40 days of purpose. Who really are you? I mean, really, who are you? Do you know? Does anyone know who you really are at this moment? And why are you here? I don't mean the building, Sunday night. I mean, what's the point? Now, I'm not suggesting that I will find the answer or we will find the answers to those questions in this several-week seminar that we'll have on Sunday evenings, if you can attend. What I am suggesting is that the Jewish way of approaching Scripture continually focuses on those two questions. Far more fundamental questions than the ones I've found myself often focusing on in my religious experience. And I'd like to suggest that one of the things we'll try to do over the next several weeks is to continually ask, how does the Bible address those two questions? Who am I and why am I here? And we'll make that sort of a theme. Now, I plan to do this, God willing, over the next 9 weeks, starting tonight and then 8 weeks in the future, in a teaching style. I'm a teacher. It's not a sermon. I hope it isn't just a lecture. It's a teacher. I want to be a teacher. Therefore, it may come across a little bit differently than what you've experienced at other places. So be it. That's what God's gifted me to do. Now, as a teacher, it's important to me that you do some work. Now, I have no way to test you. I've talked to God about testing you someday when you meet him, but he hasn't responded to that yet. So I'm going to leave that. No, seriously. It would help me if you would do just a bit of background work during the week. I think it would make these Sunday nights more meaningful. Now, what I've done is to put all of this on a website called followtherabbi.com. If you have access to the web, that would be a great place to go, both to look at what that suggested work is and also to find some of the stuff I'm going to suggest you take a look at. Now, very quickly, if you click on the website, it looks like this. Up in the right, where the yellow oval is, you'll see a heading called Related Readings. Probably can't even see it from where you are. If you click on that, it comes up with this heading, and you'll see Lessons. Click on it. There will be another column, and in that column, it will say Third Reformed Church of Kalamazoo. Didn't when I put this up here. And if you look under that setting, two things will exist. One is an assignment page. Here are some suggested things I encourage you to do during the week before the Sunday night teaching. It will also have a whole list of handout material which relates to the subject either of the previous week, that week, or the following week, which I think would add to your understanding of what we're doing here. Now, that's entirely up to you. You're very busy people. But if this Sunday night is to maximize our listening to God talk to us through the text of Scripture, whatever you can do ahead of time would be to your advantage. So here's what I'm suggesting for next week. If you can, please read Deuteronomy 6, 8, 11, and Genesis 15. You could add Psalm 23 to that, but I figure that's pretty familiar to many of you, most of you probably. So I'll limit it to that if you want to add Psalm 23. In the list is a handout called Introduction on the web. Either yourself or if you don't have access to a computer, find a friend who does. Have that printed out or read it on the computer. That would be some good background material to what we'll do in the first week or two. And then last, I'm going to encourage you to memorize. I remember starting my doctoral work sitting in a class of doctoral students, 32 of us. 31 of them were wearing all black, had little tassels hanging by their ears called peyote, had a little hat on their head called kippot. They had little tassels coming out from under their shirt called talitot, or tzitziot, actually. 31 of them were like that. One was wearing Dockers and a polo shirt. I won't tell you which one I was in that group. It took me about one class period to realize that of those 32 students, 31 of them knew the Old Testament by memory. I don't mean the names of the books. I mean...